It is now time to play our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Paula has 2. Luke and Faith each have 3.
All right. Paula, you have 2. You're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in that blank. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court announced it would review President Obama's executive action on blank.
Immigration.
Right. A new poll from CNN this week showed Bernie Sanders surging to a 27-point lead over Hillary Clinton in blank.
New Hampshire.
Right. On Wednesday, Taliban militants carried out a deadly attack on a university in blank.
Pakistan.
Right. The Weather Channel named the record-breaking blank that hit the East Coast this weekend Jonas.
Snowstorm.
Right. This week, a man in Virginia was charged with trespassing after he was found in his neighbor's yard carrying blank.
A little pig.
No, carrying, quote, suspicious bacon, which I guess could be a little pig. According to new data, 2015 was officially the blankest year ever recorded in the U.S.
Hottest.
Yes, in a response to the lack of diversity among the nominees, Spike Lee announced he would be boycotting this year's blanks.
Academy Awards.
Right. Though the Summer Olympics are months away, Marissa Dick, a gymnast from Trinidad and Tobago, is already impressing judges with a new move officially known as blank.
The dick.
Move. It's known as the dick move. Champion gymnast Marissa Dick created the dick move. It's now been accepted and is in officially in the gymnastics rule book.
Does it have a switch?
The dick move is a split leg leap off a springboard onto the balance beam, after which point you steal someone's place in line. Marissa Dick, champion gymnast, says, quote, it's super cool to know that my name will live on in the world of gymnastics, unquote. She sounds really nice. Turns out making fun of this was kind of a mean thing to do. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Well, Paula leaped to the lead of 14 by getting 6 right with 12 more points.
That was pretty good, Paula.
Yeah. Wow.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a Paul Stone move.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
So we have flipped a coin. Luke has elected to go next. So, fill in the blank, Luke. A British report released Thursday said that the poisoning of an ex-KGB agent was likely approved by blank.
Vladimir Putin.
Yes. The LA Times reported that in 2015 that the TSA discovered over 2,000 blanks in carry-ons.
Weapons.
Yeah, loaded guns. The UN announced Sunday that blank had successfully curbed their nuclear program.
Iran.
Right. Civil rights activists across the U.S. held marches on Monday to celebrate the 30th anniversary of blank.
MLK.
Right. Martin Luther King Day. A New Jersey man who quit his job thinking that he had won the $1.5 billion Powerball did not, in fact, blank.
Win.
The $1.5 billion Powerball. Fool, buffoon, demagogue, and wazock were all words used by Britain's House of Commons to describe blank in a debate this week.
Donald Trump.
Yes. On Monday, Glenn Frey, co-founder of the Blanks, passed away at the age of 67.
The Eagles.
Right. While filming his first episode, the new host of the popular automotive show Top Gear blanked.
Got a speeding ticket.
No, he got carsick. For those who don't know it, Top Gear, like all shows on British TV, tells the story of an aristocratic family as their lives are upturned by war and economic hardship in turn-of-the-century Britain. No, actually, it's about doughy British guys who like to drive expensive cars. This season, the show's new host, Chris Evans, proved he may not be up to the task when he got carsick after driving an Audi R8 around a racetrack. The BBC says they're adjusting the show for this new host and his sensitivities. They're officially renaming it Second Gear, maybe Third Tops. How did Luke do in our quiz, Bill?
Listen to this, Peter. 7 right.
Oh, my gosh.
14 Whoa. More points. He has the lead with 17 points.
That's amazing. Even I could do this math, Bill, but I think I'll ask you anyway, how many does Faith need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to
gosh.
Win.
Here we go, Faith. This is for the game. On Wednesday, Governor Kate Brown called on federal authorities to end the militia occupation at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge in blank.
Oregon.
Right. On Monday, President Hollande declared an economic state of emergency in blank.
France.
Right. This week, the Buffalo Bills hired the first full-time coach who is also blank.
A woman.
Yes. On Wednesday, Walmart announced that it was raising the wages of over a million workers to blank.
$10 an hour.
Yes, indeed. This week, traffic on a major highway in Australia was delayed due to blank.
Runaway kangaroos.
No, a
marmite.
A man with a shovel fighting a man with a chainsaw.
You call that a traffic jam?
Thieves in Australia attempting to siphon gas from a tour bus using their mouths accidentally blanked.
Siphon sewage.
Yes, they did. It was dark out. They chose the wrong hole. It was the bus's waste disposal tank. They made a quick escape from the scene, presumably to knock over the nearest Listerine factory. Bill, did Faith do well enough to win?
Bet she got 5 right, 10 more points, total to 13, but fell behind Luke at 17. Luke!
me!